Burn. Thankfully, we have a few tips to help you out. First off, everything in moderation. Instead of gorging on a huge plate of leftover turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes, snack on these foods over a few hours. This will help stop acid from going up your esophagus. Also, try not to drink too much alcohol, take your acid reflux meds before eating, and last but not least, don't wear tight clothing. Health Call for Health, I'm Carly Pouliot, Fox News Radio.
The stowaways who crawled aboard a cargo ship from Honolulu, Hawaii to Guam were very unwelcome. At least one black widow spider and a boatload of little baby spiders exposed when a sailor opened the hatch. Now the entire ship has to be fumigated. Guam, a U.S. territory, is very sensitive about non-native species. Decades ago, a single brown tree snake hitched a ride. Now there are hundreds of thousands there. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Looks like we got some rainy skies today. It's going to rain all day. We're going to get about a quarter of an inch of rainfall. It's going to be high of 56 and west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's partly cloudy, low of 39, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday, we're going to have sunny skies, high of 57, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 20 knots later this morning, then becoming northwest in the afternoon. The wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 2 to 3 feet at 12 seconds, and a bunch of rain. Tonight out there, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds with a chance of showers. And Sunday, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, got a few things to report here. It's slippery roads out there, so be careful driving out there. We've got spin out on southbound 1 just south of Vista Point, and it looks like CHP is on the scene there, and we also have another spin out. This is Imogen Road on ramp to southbound 1. Solo vehicle spin out there. CHP is on the way. Traffic collision northbound US 101 just north of San Miguel Canyon Road. And it looks like two vehicles, big rig versus white pickup, pulling a flatbed trailer. Let's see here. It's on the side of the road right now, so hopefully that won't be a problem for other travelers. Traffic collision on southbound 1 just north of Morrissey Boulevard. A black Jaguar is off the road facing the wrong way. We also have a traffic collision on northbound 101 just south of northbound Gilroy Inspection Facility. And looks like the roadway just cleared up on that one, so careful driving out there. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080, and I will report it. Current temperatures, we got Watsonville at 45. It's 55 in Monterey and 43 in Salinas. We're at 45 here in Santa Cruz right outside KSCO studios. The official time is 10:08 and 4 seconds on this Saturday, November 27th. Up next, we've got the Saturday special, MZ. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
And where are you from, Nikki James?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Idaho.
Is that why you pronounced it Jaguar instead of Jaguar?
Possibly.
Maybe yours is the right way and mine is the wrong way, but I was just curious about
Jaguar,
where you were
from. Jaguar. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really think about that one. I've always admired those cars, though. I really like, mainly I just like the little Jaguar on top.
Well, we don't have any great, fantastic show scheduled for today.
Isn't every time a great and fantastic show?
Yes.
There we go.
But not today.
Why
At
not?
Least it's not planned for
not
today.
Not yet.
That doesn't mean that it won't happen and that it won't evolve.
There you go.
Did you know, I want to thank Richard Schmaltz, my accountant, for emailing me something that made me chuckle 12 hours ago. And this is what's called a tease in the radio biz, right? I'm going to play the opening theme and no promo since there is none.
Okay.
And then the opening music for the Saturday special. And then I'm going to read Richard Schmaltz's email to me.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
I want to have some fun today, don't you? Yeah, so this opening theme music that we have, do we have a karaoke version of it that has no? Mickey's shaking her head, no. All right, well, there are other karaoke things that we have going on, and Mickey's going to give us a list pretty soon, I think.
Good morning, now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
We don't know if this is going to be a nasty, controversial Saturday special, which probably won't, because I'm not in the mood for it. So let's just play this fanfare, okay? Yeah, yeah. According to Richard Schmaltz, accountant, enrolled agent, tax accountant extraordinaire. He forwarded me this email from someone named Warren Hansen, and I don't know how many others this went through first, but it says, times are so bad that I got a pre-declined credit card in the mail. Times are so bad that wives are having sex with their husbands because they can no longer afford batteries. Times are so bad that CEOs are now playing miniature golf. Times are so bad that ExxonMobil laid off 25 congressmen. Times are so bad that I saw a Mormon with only one wife. Times are so bad that I bought a toaster oven, and my free gift was a bank. Are you amused at any of this? You don't...
Yeah.
Good. Should I continue?
Go, yeah.
There's nothing else, and there are no phone calls, so there's nothing else to do. Times are so bad that Angelina Jolie adopted a child from America. Times are so bad that Motel 6... won't leave the light on anymore. Times are so bad that a picture is now worth only 200 words. Times are so bad that they renamed Wall Street Walmart Street. And times are so bad that the Treasure Island Casino in Las Vegas is now managed by Somali pirates. And finally, I was so depressed last night, thinking about the economy, wars, jobs, my savings, Social Security, retirement funds, etc. I called the suicide hotline. I got a call center in Pakistan, and when I told them I was suicidal, they got all excited and asked if I could drive a truck. Okay, does that mean... since that sets the stage for the Saturday special today, which is an open mic with no particular topic or guest, 479-1080 is the phone number if you want to be part of the program in area 831. That's 479-1080. And I do have my email open, so you can email mz@ksco.com. If you want to tell a joke or something, you know, keep it clean. It could be semi-risque, but not totally risque, okay? Because, you know... we don't want to gross out our audience, and we don't want to get fined by the FCC. But if you want to call and tell a joke, 479-1080 is the phone number to call. All right, what else can we talk about? There's a number of things happened this last week. Oh, Thanksgiving. Did you have a lovely Thanksgiving?
I did. Had some good food, good times.
With friends, family?
Yep.
My goodness. Did you have a turkey?
Yeah, turkey and ham, which the ham was really good, too.
Jamon.
Yummy.
Jamon.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, are you learning to speak Spanish as our country is taken over by more Hispanics than Caucasians?
I have not learned to speak Spanish yet.
Oh. Well, okay. Maybe we should, as a public service, change our format to at least half time Hispanic lessons, half the time. Do you think that would be a good idea? Do you think it would raise our ratings and so forth? We could use a ratings raise. Oh my goodness, we have a caller, and it's not just any caller; it's a KSCO co-host. Da 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 da. Son.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Son Lundell, aka Mrs. Future.
Yep. Oh. Very looking forward to everything that's coming.
Do you know? Excuse me. Do you have any idea what is coming?
Well, you know, there's the little yes and the big no.
Okay. What's the little yes part? What do you think is coming? Because I have no idea.
I'm about to have some coffee.
Okay.
And, you know, I have some friends around, and we'll probably have some good conversation. And I thought it would be really good to call in because, you know, we were having a conversation yesterday, you and I.
We did. We had a walk, all of us, Dr. Future, Dr. Future and Mrs. Future and a friend of the Futures. And now a friend of mine, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing I wanted to just remind you and say, you know, out loud to the greater public is that people spend a lot of time counting their miseries and things that they have to do, and it's kind of like the lost art of counting your blessings. We are not spending enough time reviewing the day with the idea that maybe something good happened or something valuable happened or something, some lesson that was worth learning now instead of later to avoid, you know, mistakes. And just the way that we organize our priorities is sort of like we put, you know, 10 things that must be done as to reach my next goal, and we don't put 10 things that happen that make me feel great about my day.
I like that idea.
Yeah, so I'm
like
just calling to remind you to think of 10 things that made you feel great to keep those other things you're worried about in balance.
All right. Now let me ask you a personal question.
Okay.
You and Al, Dr. Future, have the program, the Dr. Future Show, that airs on KSCO from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Okay? And you don't talk about, I mean, you don't really get into politics too much, do you?
No, we're multi-purpose politicians. We kind of pick and choose on various issues, but can't say that there's a fundamental alignment on either side of the line.
Well, so I'm going to ask you a question. I measure the popularity of a program, of a talk radio program, by the number of calls that come in as a result of the host putting out the phone number. And do you get a whole lot of phone calls?
I'd say we average about maybe 5 calls every show.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the Saturday special usually starts out the way, unless we have some really super, super, super controversial topic, usually starts out the way we are right now. Not many calls. And then they sort of build up throughout the rest of the program. And by the end of the program, we usually have several people on the line. We do our best to get everybody on, or I just cut it off and just say, if you're not on hold by now, don't bother because, you know, there's no way we're going to get you on. But I do believe, and maybe I'm wrong, and we've talked about this before, I want to put out this question to the audience. Do you agree with me that that the best barometer, or a really fine barometer, of the impact of a show in terms of touching numbers of people is the telephone response. Okay, that's number one question that I want to put out. Number two question that I want to put out is, as a KSCO listener, do you enjoy hearing regular callers? Do you think like they're characters that add to the program? Or do you think that they drag the program down, or which means that, in my mind, that the host isn't doing as good a job as he or she could, because all you can get are the regular callers? Now, I've been called a bigot and a fool by people who are very close to me for even talking about this. All I want to do is make KSCO the best radio station that it can possibly be. And so what are your thoughts about those two topics, son? Initially,
okay, well,
and anybody else who wants to chime in, 479-1080. Yeah.
Is it a show that does it prove your show is popular if you have a lot of call-ins? I think it certainly would validate if you had a lot of call-ins that the show is popular, but I don't think the absence of call-ins means your show isn't popular, because I think there's a lot of things that affect that, and one of them is, of course, what you're talking about, but also the time of day, the time of year, what else is going on with people, how much they relate to what's being said, and whether they're feeling like they can share their thoughts or whether they're feeling inhibited, you know? So I think regular callers is a good thing, actually, because, you know, those are the people who really have a stake in the show. They really identify with Santa Cruz community issues, you know, and they are people who like having a voice and who like having a forum to share their opinions with other than just their friends. So I don't know if I really answered that very consistently.
I think you did.
I also think that, like with our show, we've been putting our show on the web, Dr. Future Show, on our website, so people can get it other than live. And so we're not getting call-ins, but when people run into us, or, you know, people are hearing about us, it really seems like people are listening to the show from the Internet more than they're listening during those 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, giving people...
Well, I would expect that from your program, because yours is a more of a technology-type content program.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Of course, our audience are people who use the computer, you know, who are available to check us out online.
Right. Recently, we threw the first, you know, event that we've ever really done, you know, in a big way, where we hired a large venue. In this case, it was the Coconut Grove at the Beach Boardwalk, for two successive talks by Alex Jones, who's a very popular, very, very popular and up and coming, and I predict future very, very popular, even in more mainstream radio stations than he is right now. Because Alex is largely unknown in the world of talk radio. He's on maybe 30 or 40 stations, including ours, and ours is probably the largest one that Alex is on currently, or if not, the largest, pretty close to the largest. But he, at the age of 36, has years ago recognized the value of the Internet as a way to not confine your access to your content. And it's absolutely amazing the way he has used the Internet. Now, he literally speaks to millions of people a day on the Internet. Mm-hmm. And not all that many in the world of radio, but there are still many, many millions of people who listen to talk radio. And I like to think that most of the people who listen to talk radio are very tech savvy and, in fact, have computers and happily use them. But, you know, I'm not quite so sure, because during this this episode, you know, from last month, where we announced that we were going to have Alex Jones, and that the only way to buy a ticket was online by going to the KSCO website and clicking on the Buy Alex Jones Tickets Now. We got quite a number of people who were quite upset. They say, wait a minute, what about those of us who don't have computers? I mean, and I was actually astounded at how many people complained about that. And we just didn't have a mechanism. I had decided pretty early on that this is the way we're going to do it because it seems to be the easiest way to manage the money and so forth. And so we told people, look, surely, you know, if you don't have an internet connection yourself and you don't use a computer or you don't believe in it or whatever the reason or whatever your situation, you must know somebody. You must have a relative or a friend who can help you with this. And I don't know. I don't know. It just seems to me that the wave of the future is definitely the internet. And I've been wanting people here around the radio station to give me input on how to make KSCO.com the most popular portal around in our area. And no one ever responds.
Michael,
yeah.
There's a whole bunch of factors to consider when you're thinking about this. Let's first talk about putting it out so that the only way people could buy tickets for Alex Jones was on the web and the complaints you got, right? My experience is that people are either email people or phone people, not both. And now they're either email, Twitter, or phone people. So, you know, the phone people do not like to have to be forced to go to their computer for something that they can resolve immediately on the phone, right? And the computer people do not like to be interrupted by phone calls coming in at any time of day or night when they can get to them when they want. So you're dealing with different personality types there, you know, and different ages. Like, okay, I'm of the age where computers were brand new when I was in high school. So anybody who's older than me, you know, jumped in kind of late to the game and took, you know, got involved in computers maybe through their kids. And so it's not really their habit to do everything with the computer, right?
Sure.
But people who are younger than me, you know, who have had email since they were 2 years old and who communicate, you know, with their friends by texting through the phone, they just handle things in a very different way. And so it's kind of like the audience is so fragmented in how they do things. If you only give them one way to do things, then of course somebody's going to be pissed off.
Uh-huh. Well, and my reaction was, well, I told you what my reaction was, and looking back, do I regret it? No, I don't, because, you know, how do you do it? Do you have an answering machine or a voicemail? No, you have to have a staff, which means you have to pay them, which means that you have to charge a lot more money for your tickets, and so forth.
But what about an incentive? You know, find that local entrepreneur who wants to make an extra $100 by calling back everybody who leaves a message on an answering machine. You know?
I guess people will leave messages, and the real efficient way of doing it, which we certainly don't expect people to do, this is what this conjures back thoughts of the early days of the Doc Wallach program here on KSCO when it started in 1996. People were given a phone number to call, not a website, a phone number, and the phone number was a voicemail with my voice that came on, said, if you would like to buy books, they're this price and that price and that price for this book and this book or this book. And if you want to buy the products, and there were only three products at the time, there's this much, for that and that and that. So if you're interested, speak slowly when you hear the beep and leave your name and shipping address and phone number and and credit card number with
here's another way for you to do it, Michael. I suggest that you
But back then
really
people did it.
What you do is you advertise the hours that somebody can call in and order tickets, and then you pay somebody to sit at a phone and to process it on the internet. You know, you just pay to have your own web person, and then you can still do it all through the web.
Is it a Oh, I see what you're saying. No, that's an idea. But in any case, none of that was necessary because we sold out, you know, in the blink of an eye for both, almost both programs. The second program didn't sell out really, really fast like the first one did.
So but you want 100% approval, huh? You don't want anybody to feel like they didn't have exactly what they wanted.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, we have another caller.
Kind of like with the airport screening, right? We want 100% no bombers. We want no terrorists, so we're going to frisk everybody.
Well, I think I get your point here. I think I do. But what does Rowena have to say from SoCal?
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Rowena.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Rowena?
Very well, thank you. Michael, with regard to the position, your position at the moment was just going through on computer.
Yes.
I'm one of those ones. If I'm not computer literate, I've got to go to the library if I needed to do, you know, what you had arranged for the event at the Grove.
Right.
Anyway,
and did you do that, by the way?
Yes. I hope someone else got it for me.
Right.
Anyway, for the present, why could you not have volunteers as they do for fundraisers on PBS or, you know, something like that? I would be happy to blink and all. Man, a volunteer station.
Would you send me an email about... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
It's okay.
There would be some way, if there would be some... I don't want you to give your phone number or your contact information out on the air.
But how do you think that would stand? I mean, if we had a body of volunteers who would give their time and not have the... I'm volunteering. I don't need to be paid for it. But for, you know, another thing, should it happen like that?
And I don't want to give the idea that I don't want to pay people. It's
no,
a question
still,
of not being
not?
Able to, you know.
Oh,
to
okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, the reason that KSCO is a pretty unique radio station, everybody who listens to it,
yes.
you know, tells me that.
It is.
And the reason is that we do what...
what do you do?
We create a lot of our own content.
Yes.
And in this day and age, not too many stations, even big city stations that can afford to create their own content way more than we can, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is so centralized and corporate,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But you're not. That makes you very, very unique.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want it like that.
Yeah, and I do too, you know.
Yeah,
who
you
wants
do.
To own a radio station that's just like a cookie cutter like all the others?
Else.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, it was just a thought, Michael.
It's a very good thought. So how do we get in touch with you?
I'll get in touch with you because I'm a regular.
Good. Would you we could put you on hold and Nikki could get your contact information. Is that a good way to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Thank you for calling in, Rowena. 479-1080 is the phone number. It's MZ and Sun from the Dr. Future show. In fact, Sun is Mrs. Future herself. And it's a Saturday special. And we want you to participate if you so desire. 479-1080 or MZ at KSCO.com if you want to email. And that music means that Nikki is doing such a wonderful job at letting me know that it's time to play commercials. So let's do it.
Storms, thefts, accidents. You can't predict what will happen, but you can prepare for what may happen. Hi, I'm Clay Timmons at DCD Insurance Services in Santa Cruz. Allied will insure your home for some of the most competitive rates available today. And if you insure your auto with the Allied Group, you'll enjoy combined savings of up to 30%. Protect yourself from what may happen. Call us at DCD Insurance Services, 877-378-9068, or visit DCDIS.com.
As a Central Coast grower, you face many risks every day. Hi, I'm Marco Martinez with DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. A good way to manage risks is with an Allied Group AgriChoice Insurance Plan. DCD and Allied, a nationwide company, will insure your farm's equipment, liability, and property for some of the most competitive rates available. And with Allied's premier 24-hour-per-day service and DCD's 70 years of service to the community, your farm is protected. Call us at 877-378-9068 or visit DCDIS.com. DCD and Allied nationwide are always on your side. Se habla español.
Ben Lomond Market, Scotts Valley Market. Low price, great savings, quality and service that doesn't always cost you more.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market, and we are featuring all your favorite produce items. California crisp celery, 49 cents each. California number one garnet yams, 69 cents a pound. And California navel oranges, 77 cents a pound. From Costa Rica, large, ripe pineapples, $2.99 each. And from Mexico, napping fresh green beans, $1.49 a pound. Clementines, Satsuma tangerine, over 25 varieties of apples, nuts and shells, cranberries, grapes, endive and escrow lettuce, local grown Brussels sprouts, persimmons, Gisnitz ranch pies, all fresh and waiting for your dinner table. So come and enjoy our great selection of organic and conventional fresh produce at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
Compare and save. Please visit them at mylocalgrocer.com.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
He liked bread and butter. He liked toast and jam. That's what his baby feeds him. He's a loving man.
Well, I like bread and butter. I like toast and jam.
This is one of my favorite songs.
It really is, but why do they have the falsetto voice woman in there? You know,
I didn't find the karaoke version, but
I see. Have you heard one? Do you know that there is one?
Well, I can search for it. It's kind of hard to find them on here, actually. It only has certain ones, so I have a bunch of Beatles ones.
Oh. I know the Beatles.
You do?
I know most of the Beatles songs.
Oh, that's good. What's your favorite one?
Oh, God. What's yours?
Mine is Come Together.
That's not my favorite one, because I was listening to it when I got in a crash on Interstate 880 coming back to
Santa Cruz.
Oh,
that's not a good idea.
It was Thanksgiving holiday, 1969.
Uh-oh.
And I was grooving to that music. Well, you don't groove to Come Together. It's not. You kind of do.
It's a chill song. Yeah, it's a chill.
And, I came up over a little hill, and I was going perfectly smooth sailing, and up over this little hill, and right at the bottom of the hill, which was like six car lengths, everything was stopped. And so I swerved, and, I crashed into the back of someone, I didn't crash into the back of someone, excuse me. I did not touch anybody, but circled around a few times,
360?
Spiraled around, at least. And ended up in the center divider.
Ooh.
And this car did smash into the center divider, but it wasn't damaged so much that I couldn't drive it back.
Well, that's good.
And so that was like 41 years ago. Amazing. I want to thank Rowena for calling back and giving me her phone number. Rowena will put together a team of volunteers to do neat stuff for it, which was really, really cool. Thank you so much. Back to our good friend, Sun. Here, I got to bring Sun back on here. Are you on, Sun?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. So, So, what were we talking about high tech? And I used to think that so many people who listen to talk radio are high tech also. And I'm beginning to think it's more like half and half.
Mm.
Like, half of them won't even go near a computer because they're still afraid of it.
Well,
because of the senior citizen,
Sure, Michael, you must have come across ways that you can find out in the years you've been doing KSCO radio.
Well. I could put it out on the Saturday special. Are there any seniors out there who, or anybody out there, regardless of your age, who will not use a computer for whatever your personal reason is? Give us a call and tell us why, 479-1080 in area 831. We want to hear from you. So we'll just put that out and see if we get any calls.
Dr. Future just came in, and he said to tell you that he thinks people should get an iPad, that it's easier.
Easier than?
I'm not sure what he meant by that. Oh, an iPad is easier than a computer.
Well, it's pretty neat. You know, I saw someone one of the people who attended the family Thanksgiving had an iPad, and I said, I love those things, but I can't justify the cost of it because it doesn't do anything for me that I can't already do with my various computers and so forth. And he said, well, I bought it for one reason only, and that's to read. It's a very, very convenient reading instrument.
And
because,
you know,
because it is big and it's thin and it's not
popular with seniors. That the fact that it's so easy to read because it's so easy to make the text big so that it's easy to read and it's bright and it's fairly simple to get to the books, and you can carry a whole bunch of books in one place. And again, just having access to big print with high contrast is very popular.
Right. And so I'm teetering on the edge. I probably will go ahead and buy one of these things before the end of the year, probably. I know you and Al love yours, or you loved yours.
Yeah, but then I always advise that the longer you wait, the more you get and the less you pay. So, you know, I'm not.
That's
really
true, too.
My husband.
That is true, too. And by the way, we're all advocates of buying local first. And is there a place where you can buy Apple? We don't have an Apple store here, do we? So we have to go somewhere else, right?
Yeah. Well, we bought ours online.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I like to think of Apple as in my neighborhood just because it's the Bay Area, but I know that's naive. I think the iPads are actually made in China.
Right. Huh.
But what isn't, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's 10:40 on hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special on your favorite radio station and mine and presumably Sun's. That's AM 1080 KSCO. If you want to call us, we're talking about all kinds of things. I'm particularly interested in what people would like to see on KSCO.com so that they can't live without so that becomes their homepage when they launch their browser. What would you like to see or hear or learn at KSCO.com? Because we now have a website that is capable of doing 500,000 times more than I can even imagine it can do, just because it's been set up. It's a new kind of a platform here that has so many different flavors and so many different things that you can do with it that we really want to take full advantage of it, or even take 1/100th of 1% of the full advantage of its capabilities, right? So, and by the way, there is a couple of featured videos right now on KSCO.com are worth looking at. One of them, and this is not very positive, it's another Alex Jones thing, but it was something that our webmaster decided should be put up on KSCO.com, called me and asked me last week, and I said, sure, do it. And it's Alex talking about what the web in this country, what this country has in store for us regarding the future of the World Wide Web. And I know you've probably thought about this or studied this a lot, son, I would imagine. But it's not going to be so forget. You know, enjoy it while you can, because according to Alex Jones, there are plans to make it so that websites have to be licensed and that you have to get permission from the government. You have to get sign-offs from some bureaucracy before you are given a license to put out a website. And all of this is much, much more restrictive than you hear about in countries like China, for example, which sort of blows me away. Hold on just a second here. I'm going to do something. Hello, you're on KSCO. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Who is this?
Yeah. This is Thor in Monterey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, first off, I wanted to Thank you for the great hospitality on the Alex Jones Show. And I also want to say hi to Sun. I was there with her and Dr. Future Allen. And kind of ties in with the suggestion I'd like to see for the website.
Please.
Yeah, so I really like the Dr. Future Show, but unfortunately because of my work schedule, I'm not able to tune in at the 2 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
So what I would like to see if you might be able to do is to put the show archives on your website as a MP3 download.
Uh-huh.
For at least for a week, and then just put the latest shows in there. So I think you've kind of been doing that a little bit with the Saturday special, but I think
currently we podcast three shows: Saturday special, and it's not really a show, as Kay's commentary. What else? Oh, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, of course, and then occasionally a featured KSCO featured program. Where we have a particularly interesting program that get a lot of calls or a lot of interest and so forth, a lot of controversy, whatever. In a while, we have a featured podcast section. So you're suggesting make a special category for the Dr. Future Show on KSCO.com rather
than... Yeah, maybe not just his show, but maybe like Corey's show and, maybe Charlie. Charlie's might be a little difficult because he's got all the music in there. I don't know if that's, that might be a violation of any... ASCAP rules or anything, but
we'll check into that. Good.
But certainly, and maybe some of the other What's Left shows, basically local content, I think would be great to be able to have that on the web for, like I said, at least a week until the new program comes out.
Right.
And the Big Gorilla station has been doing that for a while, and I find that very useful if I want to listen to one of their shows that happen to be on when I'm working or not able to tune in.
Right. Well, good. Okay. Thank you, Thor. Appreciate the
okay.
call.
Yeah. And thanks again for the Alex Jones Show. That was
a lot
was
of people
really
don't. Yeah. My mother just recently suggested that we should have a promo on KSCO saying, "Did you know that we have Alex Jones?" Because a lot of people don't naturally listen to the radio after 7 or 8 o'clock at night. That's more television time. And the same promo could put out that we have Alex Jones on 9 to noon opposite Rush. In fact, more and more people have been suggesting to me that we replace Rush with Alex Jones on the 1080 station. And, yeah, in fact, what an interesting thought, because, Alex Jones is growing. And Rush is still extremely popular. I mean, he's like... by far the most popular radio personality on planet Earth still after 22 years. There isn't a whole lot of growth going on, and there is a lot of growth going on with Alex because he's the only thing that's really different in talk radio. Everything else is Rush Limbaugh wannabes or answers to Rush Limbaugh everywhere. Local shows, national shows, regional shows, they're all the same.
Could you put Rush on 1340?
We could probably do that.
Yeah, I would say as long as you... keep them around for the diehard, Rush
box. We're not thinking of getting rid of Rush. No, Rush is amazing. Rush is amazing.
Yeah.
But some people have said, you should really put Alex on 1080 so more people could become aware of him. So
yeah, well, I'm really glad you do the replay at 7 to 10 because that's really the only time I get to listen to the show. And I can't say I believe all the stuff he says, but... I think there's enough stuff that he says that is probably true that's pretty scary.
He has an amazing staff of researchers and people who work for him making these movies. They do 3 a year. They're going to bump it up to 4 a year now.
Oh, okay.
The week before he came here to Santa Cruz, he decided to do what he calls a money bomb. A much larger version of what we do with our FCC fees, where we appeal to our audience to, if you like the station, you can support it. You don't have to be an advertiser. We'd love to have you if you own a business. It's great. But so many people have said, my gosh, if I had a business, KSCO would be the first station I would use, or first advertising venue I would use. So
yeah,
I decided to say, hey, you don't need, we'll graciously accept your contribution and put it to good use. So last year and this year, we raised all the money for our FCC fees in that manner. And Alex needed to raise $500,000 for a new video studio, for an additional video studio. And I'll be damned if he didn't do it in a 27-hour radiothon, a marathon.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. I don't think he raised it all in that 27 hours. But as a result of that 27 hours, between, you know, the $350,000 or so that came in during that time, plus a week later, you know, another $150,000, $200,000 trickled in. So it's just amazing. And I know, I've gotten to know the guy, and he doesn't put any money in the bank. He just reinvests everything. He is so he's so passionate about getting the message out that no one else is putting out in the United States. That he harnesses every possible medium, and really wants to become more known in the broadcast and talk radio industry.
Yeah.
So we're helping him in that regard. And I did a testimonial for one of their big email blasts that went out to a bunch of stations, and as a result, I think they're signing up a bunch of new stations, which is really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing I thought about that might be fun on the web is possibly, I don't know if people would be comfortable with this or not, but would be to set up a studio webcam so you could see the people in the studio when the show's going on.
I would love that. I wanted to do that 15 years ago, and most of the people at KSCO went ballistic and threatened to quit. They just didn't, they wouldn't hear of it. They wouldn't hear of it. And in fact, we put on a cam to, so that we could read our the equipment readings.
Oh yeah.
And they flipped out. You know, they covered the camera and stuff like that. And so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nikki, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the topic of a webcam here at the radio station?
Not necessary.
Yeah.
We got Skype.
Oh, huh?
Why have a webcam?
So people, well, Thor in Monterey is suggesting that we have a webcam so that people could see what you and I
look like.
Yeah.
No. That's the beauty of radio.
He's pretty attractive, so I don't think you'd have any problems with
it. It's the beauty of radio. You don't know.
Right. You can't hear her unless you're listening on the radio in the background, Thor. But, yeah, she said
I'm sneaking the volume up discreetly. But,
she says no. and she is definitely, Nikki is probably by far the most diplomatic person here when it comes to reacting to that possibility.
So even having a camera just in the, you know, the main studio where you do the Saturday special from, maybe just for the Saturday special.
That's easy. We could do that. I mean, I don't know how exciting that be. It might be. It might turn people off against the Saturday special when they see what I look like. I don't mind posing in front of
the corner. You just have up in the corner so you can kind of just see the overall room without high-res details.
We are in the process of rebuilding our talk studio now, and I do want to create a video element. And where if the hosts are uncomfortable, they can flick it off, and then what they'll see on the web is something else.
Or you can have an outside camera that shows. You can have it on like a pan tilt, and they can just find some scenery that looks nice, and they can just have it stream that when nobody's in the studio that wants to have it streamed.
That's an idea that we actually did discuss once. For people who don't want the studio webcam on, we could flick it to off, but when it goes off, it would connect to maybe a camera that's mounted on our tower.
Yeah.
So that we could do a 360 and you can see everything. You know, you could see the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of the TV stations are doing that at their tower site.
What a great idea. Okay, Thor, you're a genius. Thank you.
Thanks,
email me if you get any other ideas. We're gonna do all these things. Promise, right here.
Okay, and I'd love to see some more local events like you did with Alex Jones.
What about George Norrie?
I think you'd have a huge following for him. I mean, maybe not quite as big for Alex Jones, but I think there's a lot of a lot of people that really.
You don't
like
think
the,
it would be bigger than Alex Jones? Because in the world of radio, more people know George than know Alex currently.
Yeah, but Alex has the controversial factor and things like that. George is just kind of more of just a regular host that just has different, you know, topics.
You're right.
Stuff, albeit the topics are, you know, diverse and such, but I think Alex really probably has a much more following.
Well, maybe we can get Alex back again. That'd be nice. Hey, Thor, thanks for your call to the Saturday special.
Okay, take care.
You too. That opens up a line at 479-1080. Here comes Monterey Jack. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Monterey Jack. Pure Heart has been waiting, so he's ahead. Pure Heart, you're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, MZ.
How
you
doing?
Well, you never catch me giving money to your radio station.
Oh my God! You're like the number one donor to the radio station. And we thank you. You're the greatest. Thank you.
No way.
For years and years.
Well,
in terms of sheer numbers of donations, put it that way.
I'm kind of
a
retro grouch. I still want Mr. Logic to come back.
Oh.
Through the miracle of telephones and all of it. We talk about the regular callers. I like regular callers. I miss Cliff and Felton, for example, who doesn't call in anymore.
It was a caller. Who the heck was it who insulted Cliff so that Cliff never called again?
Yeah.
And I feel bad about that because Cliff had a lot to say. Much of the time it was about abortion and how terrible an abortion is, you know, regardless of what the topic was. But again, a very, very passionate, wonderful person.
Yeah.
I know Cliff. I visited him at his, what's it called? The right across the Highway 9 from
San Lorenzo High. Yeah, he's got the Redwood Burl shop there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I actually stopped one time when I saw him in front and encouraged him to call again. But anyway, and I like the fact you have guest hosts like Richard in Watsonville. That's pretty amazing.
Richard in Watsonville was a guest host?
He was on the, you had him as a guest one time. Well, as a guest, rather.
Oh, right. That was like in 1994.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're way overdue on that. In fact, I recently asked Richard if he would be a solo host.
We should bring in the great Ben for an hour and other regulars for an hour. I mean, really, you have people like Vernon who was just a call-in, became a host. You know?
Yeah.
I miss Vernon terribly, by the way.
Well, he was on yesterday for the noon show.
I know, but I'd like to see him on a regular basis again if possible. But I'm that way.
Now, what about the web?
I don't usually look at that. I just like listening on the air.
I think you've sent donations through PayPal to
us. Yeah, but I'm dial up. I just do very slow text things, and I turn off the pictures. I use text browsers and things.
Right.
I don't care about the bandwidth.
Right.
As far as have you done joke specials? Have you ever done a ghost story special?
No.
Anybody local? You do your Art Bell imitation and have an hour of ghost stories.
That's an idea, huh?
Yeah.
That's for the radio. Now that's for the radio. I'm looking for the web. I guess if we did it on the radio, we could podcast it to the web. I guess.
Well, I probably agree with Thor having things reschedule things to suck them down when you need them.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Thor's also. I can call in more.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I've got today.
Well, thank you very much
for
calling.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. Oh boy, if people want to give money to a thing like a radio station, they can do that via PayPal on KOCO's webpage.
What a guy. Thank you.
But who would want to do something like that?
You would.
Okay.
And a lot of other people have. But we'll always accept more graciously.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
There goes Pure Heart. Here comes Monterey Jack. And by the way, Mrs. Future is still with us. Aren't you, Mrs. Future? Maybe you're not. Okay, Monterey Jack, you're on.
Hi. I wanted to just chime in a couple things here. First of all, I vote for Alex Jones switching over to the 1080, 9 to 12. I think he's much more cutting edge, much more of diverse topics. Anyway.
How did you discover him?
I think just stumbled to him on your station on the replay at night.
Oh, okay. So you hadn't heard of him before, huh?
No. And I think that's a good idea for you to do the little spot mentioning that he's on in the evenings for those that, you know, because I listen at work. I think probably a lot of people might be in that boat where they don't listen to the radio in the evening.
Right.
But a good job on his event. George Norrie, that one, him in person, I'm not sure about that. I don't know. Maybe he kind of like relies a lot on his guests, you know, for the bulk of the, you know, action.
Well, we could ask him to schlep two or three of his favorite guests.
Yeah, there you go.
Along with him.
There you go. And by the way, you would be a great replacement for any of your hosts, regular hosts that, you know, have to do something. You do a good job, I think. And I wanted to weigh in.
Monterey Jack, thank you so much. I never get a compliment.
Oh yeah, no, you do a great job. You're very gracious, and you're a good ambassador with your, you know, people on opposing sides of opinions and stuff. You do a good job. I just had like a little pet peeve, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it, and I haven't researched it because I'm not on the internet. But there's these government, I'm sure it must be government ads from the Ad Council, where they come out,
yeah.
And it's kind of like the nanny state deal where
yep.
they, you know, they suggest you save your money, which of course is positive, and, you know, you exercise, and then there was one I heard the other day where it was like a overhearing conversation and somebody referred to something as gay, and then, you know, there was like a little reprimand there as far as, you know, now you're talking about a group of people and you're using this phrase, and I'm thinking, well, you know, you pick one group that might be picked on, but, you know, why stop there? I mean, you know, that seems the whole concept seems kind of odd to me that you have the government kind of doing that. And and then there's the money aspect of it, too.
Do you want us to let you in on a secret?
Yeah, it's free.
Well, we have to not only that, no, but it doesn't cost them anything either. It's what you call a public service announcement.
Oh,
and
okay.
Public service announcements are things that we use to plug in slots that we don't have sold to advertisers. Because you got to fill it with something.
I got you.
You know,
okay,
and if it's just blank, then people will tune out. You got to stick something in there. And I got to say, and you would probably agree that some of those PSAs from the Ad Council are pretty darn clever.
Yeah, some of them.
Even
are.
Though it makes you think about the nanny state. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I do.
Yeah, but anyway, there's no money issue is what you're saying. It's a public service. So they don't have to pay you guys to put it on there. It's just something that you have to do.
Oh, we're excited to be able to have something to fill in our unsold time. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized? We should be playing Fox News now.
Oh, okay. All right,
and we're
thanks.
Not. So
okay,
we're going to start
it.
Right away.
All
thank
right.
you
Thanks
very much.
Okay,
appreciate
right.
the call. We will be back. Son, are you there? Well, Son, I guess, Son is there, but she's not there. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's Fox News in progress.
Federation. And shoppers who skipped the Black Friday crowds in favor of online shopping gave those merchants even more reason to smile. Online sales spiking 16% this year over last. 19-year-old U.S. citizen Mohammed Osman Mohammed under arrest in Portland, Oregon, after police say he tried to blow up a van he thought was loaded with explosives at a crowded Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
It's often called Portland's living room. It's our largest public square. Year-round, there are events held in this in public plaza. It's one of the top public plazas in the world.
Police Sergeant Pete Simpson, referring to Portland's Pioneer Square, turned out it was a sting operation, and when the Somali-born Mohammed dialed a cell phone he thought would set off the blast, he was instead swarmed by police and federal agents. He's being charged with trying to detonate a weapon of mass destruction. He has a court appearance on Monday. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore. Encore.
Modern Family star Julie Bowen joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is one of those shows that before we even saw it, we heard it was going to be a hit. It's on the syndication and watch for 25 years. Why do you think
Wow, 25 years.
We have great sources in Hollywood. I mean, what do you think? Could you tell the same thing when you got it, were rehearsing?
Well, when I read the pilot, I thought it was pretty fantastic. But sometimes you do projects like that and they go
they're
away.
They're all fantastic in Hollywood.
Well, sometimes they're more fantastic than others, and I was super pregnant with twins at the time. I was just happy to have a job. We did feel that it was really special, because sometimes you read it on the page, you go, that's good, but then when you do it, it's not as good. This was actually getting better and better the more we did it, and that's the way it still feels.
You've got three children.
I have three children
in real
life yeah.
at home. So how much of the gal we see on TV is the gal who's sitting on the couch?
Claire somehow finds time. She is much more pulled together than I am.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
Two suicide bombers disguised in Afghan police uniforms made it through three security gates at an Afghan police headquarters building in an area along the Pakistan border. The explosions, about 20 minutes apart, killed a dozen Afghan police, wounded another 16. It happened in Paktika province, one of the most violent areas of the country.
This whole region that the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne, is in charge of is considered one of the most dangerous areas in all of Afghanistan. It borders Pakistan's North Waziristan area, which is quite lawless, where several insurgent groups find safe haven. And many of those insurgent groups and foreign fighters are able to cross over the border here into Pakistan along the rugged landscape. A lot of the soldiers with the 4th Brigade team are stationed along these outposts trying to stop the flow of insurgencies back and forth between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley in Afghanistan. The head of the local provincial council says there had been an intelligence report several weeks ago that just such an attack would take place. A wider net now being cast in an effort to recover money for victims of world-class swindler Bernard Madoff.
The trustee trying to recover money is targeting relatives of both Bernard Madoff and his wife Ruth in 40 new lawsuits. Trustee Irving Picard says he's trying to get back money from relatives and employees who were closest to the center of the fraud and who were, in many cases, he says, among those who benefited most from Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Madoff's sister, Sandra Wiener, is accused of having profited for decades. No comment yet from Ruth Madoff or her attorney about $69 million was stolen and an estimated $20 billion lost in this biggest investment fraud in U.S. history. Salji and Grasso, Fox News Radio.
There's word from Dublin that Ireland is expecting an agreement with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund within the next 24 hours for a $115 billion loan, which will keep Ireland from defaulting on its debts and block the kind of Eurozone concern that could trigger and spread trouble in the financial markets. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got rain today, high of 56. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Probably get about a half to a quarter inch of rainfall. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, low of 39. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday, sunny skies, high of 57. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, that southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing 10 to 20 later this morning, then becoming northwest in the afternoon. The wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 2 to 3 feet at 12 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. On Sunday, the northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, it's getting a little slick out there. Be careful driving. I've got a few things to report here. It looks like we've got roadway flooding on Buena Vista Drive at South Drive. CHP is on the scene. There's a storm drain that's backed up and flooding there. There's a traffic collision at 152 at Prunedale Road. CHP is on the scene there. We also have a traffic hazard on Highway 1 at Coast Gallery. Not much information on that. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080, and I will report it. The current temperature in Monterey is 55 degrees. It's raining there. It's raining in Salinas at 45 degrees and raining in Watsonville at 45 as well. We're at 48 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. The official time is 11:07 and 17 seconds on this Saturday, November 27th. Up next, we've got the Saturday special. Stay tuned, second hour. KSEO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
The Saturday karaoke special?
What? Oh, sorry.
The Saturday
karaoke special? Oh, let's see.
I think we should do that.
Here we go.
I think we should just...
Do you know it? Here we go.
It sounds like Surfing Bird.
You got it.
Wait a minute. This is too fast for me. Start it at the beginning. I know where it's supposed to go. Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Right?
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird, the word. Oh, well, the bird. Bird is a word. Oh, well, bird. Well, the bird is a word. Oh, well, the bird. The bird, the word. Oh, well, bird. The bird is a
the bird.
Don't
the bird.
You know about the bird? Well, everybody's talking about the bird. Oh, well, a bird.
You got you nailed the voice there.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
All right. So, listen, we want to have people in the audience. You know, everybody's shot. Go get loaded. Go get liquored up or something. And just help us do a little. No one's ever done an on-air karaoke that I know of. So why not us at your favorite radio station? In fact, here, let's bring Sun on here. Sun is back, because her mic is unmuted now, right, Mike?
Yes, it is. Unmuted.
Okay, good.
I have a deathly fear of karaoke. You know, it's one of those things that can totally make me do a deer in the headlights.
Well, just do it. There must be some song that you know that Nikki could find real fast.
No way.
You want to think about it?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, here, we'll do
not
this.
A request. I would love to be able to, but it's just out of my range.
All right. Well, let's start the second hour officially here, okay?
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
Well, I loined a new void yesterday when I was hiking with friends. It's actually a new phrase, crowd sourcing.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Though I loined a new void, I forgot it. But the person I loined the new void from is on with us. That's Sun, a.k.a. Mrs. Future.
Yep.
What is crowdsourcing?
Crowdsourcing is it's a fancy way of saying ask a crowd of people for the answer.
And it hasn't been working very well on the Saturday special during the first hour. I mean, we did get a very nice call from Thor in Monterey. But
I think it's been working very well. You know, you got, was it Regina?
Rowena called. Well, no, well, she was.
Dr. Future is listening to the show. He's been sort of in the background saying he has an idea for you with the tickets, you know.
It's not so much with the tickets as with the website to make it a place where everybody wants to go.
Well, Michael, you know, I have to say, the way that you're putting it out there is kind of funny, because what your goal is what Yahoo and Google and MySpace.
Yeah, but they're big corporate. They're big corporate sites, and we're just, you know, remember, think local first.
Yeah, think local first. But you know what I'm saying is that the whole idea of online community is just that. It's there has to be some reason for people to use their screen to get to a website. Right, and listening on the radio is not really a good reason to use your screen to get to a website. Right, it's like.
Wait a minute. Say
all,
that again. Say that
screen,
again.
You like
listening to the? What did you say?
You like to look, huh?
What did you say? Listening to the radio is not a good way to go to a. What did you say?
No, I said if you think about what you're asking, which is for people to come to the website. And use the website and make it a community portal, right?
Yeah.
That's your request?
Yeah, and we know that the ball is in our court. We need to make the portal worth coming to. So we've got to have good content there that people would naturally want to come to.
Well,
so
yes.
I'm just putting
content
it out.
Content is a very good thing for sure. And
And that's what I'm attempting to do now with this crowdsourcing that you're talking about. What better crowd than
on
the...
Well, if you want to crowdsource good content, what you should do is make it easy for people to upload content. I mean, if you know, the idea that the website is out there and you want it to be interesting, well, you know, interesting sites are sites that have something relevant to the people that are coming there and have something that's new since the last time.
We have the community section of our website that people could, it's sort of like a mini Facebook.
Okay, and so maybe what we should do is we should do a show where we're going through the website together and just talking about what's there, right? And then we can tell people what to check out and how they can play. I have to say, I did this a while ago, and, you know, I kind of have a vague memory of it, but it would be better if we did it together, fresh.
Wow. And I met a person on the phone this week who's a friend of Ben Fuchs's, and he has written a software that's really, really amazing that I think could be perfect for this application, what you and I are talking about now. And if I could find his phone number here in the iPhone, I would call him and put him on the air right now, if assuming we could get to him, assuming we could get to him, which I'm not sure we can. In any case, he's come up with a way with software where 5 people or 500,000 people can log on to the same thing that we're talking about right now. And it doesn't, you know, there's no limit. It doesn't chew up the bandwidth. And what a great application. Don't you think?
The chat room?
Say that again.
What are they logging into?
I have to find the guy's phone number if I can find it, okay? I just have to find the phone number. Oh, I can't find it because I use my different phone than this dopey iPhone. The worst thing about the iPhone is that you have to be tethered to AT&T, which is the absolute worst, saddest excuse for a cellular phone company, at least in Santa Cruz County and in much of the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think AT&T has set a new standard in how often you have to say, sorry, I don't know what happened. Guess the phone just cut out.
My phone, and this will tell you something about me. My iPhone, I like the iPhone so much that I put up, it's essentially an iPod Touch. It's not really a phone because it drops every single phone call.
It's an iPod Touch with the occasional ability to call people.
Yeah, well, it's with the ability, and it rings, and when I answer the phone, it's just, there's no one there. Well, I heard you. How come you didn't hear me? Anyhow, I'm going to have to find out that person's name and phone number.
Yeah, that thing. Now, Michael, I've had a kind of a health-related question that I've been wanting to ask you.
Is it a personal question?
I think it's knowledge that you have. It doesn't have to be a personal question, but it's for the benefit of another person that is a friend of mine, and I think you know a lot about it.
What is it?
Well, I'm just wondering if there are ideal diet recommendations for people who are dealing with issues such as diabetic tendencies and maybe kidney issues and maybe prostate issues.
Well, the first two, I'm an expert. The last, I am not. I have no pro- No, that's not right. I have no prostate problem that I know of. But I do. I have had kidney stones, and I am type 2 diabetic. And I am sorry to say that I have not. I've been a very, very bad boy lately because the sugar has been way out of control. And I just discovered
the holidays. That. You're having too many sweets.
Do you know what happened? This is a little on the. If things that are a little on the gross side tend to revolt you. Turn down the radio for a few minutes or switch to another station. But be sure to come back to your favorite radio station because if you don't, you're going to miss a lot of good stuff. And actually what I'm going to tell you now is good stuff too. All right. When the weather changes at my house, the ants come in. you know, do, and everybody knows you don't leave food out, right? Unless you want to attract ants. Anytime, even when the weather doesn't change, it's not a good thing to do to leave food out. It attracts the ants and the rodents and other things that you don't like. But, and I've become quite good at putting the food away. But, you know, it's my own house, and I went to, I always forget that, I always get confused about the difference between number one and number two. What's number, what are, do you know what it is, son?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, Nikki?
Number one is liquid. How's that? Is that
okay?
A good
fine. That's good. So I did number one. I did number one in the toilet bowl. And since it's my own house, I don't have to impress anybody, and no one else is there most of the time. I think I must have got a phone call or something and forgot to flush, you know, but it was only number one, right? Well, you know, about an hour later, I happened to be there to, you know, I went back into the room, or maybe it was a couple hours later. There was a bunch of ants crawling on the toilet bowl. Whoever heard of such a thing? I've never heard of or seen ants crawling around the toilet bowl and crawling down into the toilet bowl. And it made me think, holy Christmas, can it be that I'm spilling glucose into the urine? And that could be the only possible explanation for seeing ants crawling on a toilet bowl of full of number one that hasn't been flushed, because it attracted. And sure enough, so I have this little dipstick, you know, that I dipped into a, you know, I peed into a cup and I dipped it in, I dipped the dipstick in, and it said that it was just way off the scale as far as glucose in the urine. I said, oh my God. And I thought back to the last few weeks when I have been discovering just scrumptious treats that are just loaded with sugar and forgetting that I shouldn't be eating that stuff. Or if I have to eat it in extreme careful moderation. So anyhow, then I checked the blood sugar, and it was, I'm afraid to tell you what it was. So here's what you do. Here's what you do when you're diabetic. Don't eat sugar. Don't eat carbs. Eat lots of protein, lots of vegetables, and lots of water. Drink lots of water.
Okay, so what about your kidneys? How do you help your kidneys?
That does that too, because when the diabetes gets bad, you know, it takes the kidneys with it.
Oh,
see?
Uh-huh.
So just doing that, just don't eat. I've heard Doc Wallach and Ben Fuchs both say that sugar is worse than heroin, even to non-diabetic people, you know, and it's probably true. It's like a disease. It's addictive. When you have something really good, some really good confection that you get at, you know, some place that you discover, and you just want to eat more and more and more of it, and you like it so much that you don't realize what it's doing to you. And orange juice, my God, I mean, fresh squeezed orange juice. I've drunk a lot of fresh squeezed orange juice. I drink a lot of fresh squeezed lemon juice now that you can get the best lemons in the world. Which I think are Meyer lemons, and they've got a 4-pound tub of them at Costco, and for like $6.99. And I went on a diet at the beginning of last year where I just drank a bunch of those. I grinded up a bunch of those lemons and drank them, drank the juice, and it shrunk my stomach so that I didn't feel like eating very much. And then when you eat the minerals, you know, like from Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the liquid minerals from Youngevity that we sell here. And there are a lot of a number of distributors here in the local area where you can buy that. It removes your craving. I mean, you don't crave sugars and you don't crave carbs as much. And there's nothing I like more than eating pasta. But it's so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad for your health.
So is it for minerals, is Beyond Tangy Tangerine your favorite one, or is there another one that you like?
Well, Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a powder, and it has not only minerals, but it has all the vitamins and amino acids and all the nutrients, everything except the essential fatty acids. It even has some calcium, but probably not enough calcium that you need. I guess if you have enough of it, and it tastes like, you know, it's very deep red, and it's sort of like red Kool-Aid, but boy, is it way better for you than Kool-Aid. So the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the product that they came up with on about 6 or 8 months ago at Youngevity, and it's just the ultimate product for covering everything. The only thing that you need to take the essential fatty acids or the EFA pluses. And when you take those two things, and if you think you need a little calcium, like if you're prone to osteoporosis and so forth, then take some liquid calcium also called OsteoFX Plus. So, and we have all that. There's over 600 products, but, you know, you don't even need to know about 597 of them, really, because there's three products that'll do it all. And we're concentrating on that. So, anyhow, did that sort of answer your question?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, and I was real curious about the, in particular, the diet part of it, you know, like what you do eat.
Yeah.
You're
going to hear a commercial, I'm going to write and start playing a commercial because, you know, it's people are the funniest damn things, myself especially included. When you do what you're supposed to do for your body and don't do what you're not supposed to do and you feel great, why would you ever fall off the wagon and go back to the old ways of just being sloppy about taking your vitamins or sloppy about doing exercise or sloppy about not eating sugar or carbs if you're something
like
me?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
And that's what's happened to me, and it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I guess it's just sort of something that happens. It's like a wake-up call. It's like an alarm that goes off in your body saying, hey, remember me? Better treat me right, or I'm not going to treat you right.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because your body likes, you know, the rest and relaxation, and it likes to feel sort of immune from any kind of limitation. So you can just
To feel fat, dumb, and happy.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. So anyhow, if you want to join into this conversation, you may do so by calling 479-1080. It's a holiday weekend. Many people are out of town and not listening to their favorite radio station. So we decided that we were just going to kick back and just do whatever evolved here on the Saturday special, and that's what's happening here. We've got some really great suggestions for making our KSCO.com website a better portal. I'd like to do the best of, you know, on our website, you know, the best this and the best that for people to vote.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So get people to call in and say what are their favorite shows this week?
No. Best other businesses. Like they have in the weekly newspapers. You know, they have these annual voting things that, you know, it hasn't been conducive to radio, but now with the internet, you know, people can vote online and everything. It's a great equalizer, right?
Yeah, what do you want him to vote on?
The best of everything. It will come up with every possible category.
Oh, you mean like the good times?
Yeah.
Says?
Yeah.
Uh
huh. Yeah, like the good times, and it was actually all of the weeklies copied the San Francisco Bay Guardian, which came up with the idea back in 1975. They put out their most popular issue by far is the Best of the Bay that comes out. I don't know. August or something of each year, and we should do the KSCO listeners best of KSCO listeners, you know, awards or something like that, and we could do that on the website, and we'll do that on the website. But what else? We want to do lots of things on the website so that people cannot live without our website. And
I'll tell you, I think that the hottest entrepreneur that I'm aware of was creating a site to try and do just what you're talking about, which is, you know, have a regular audience that was looking at the site every day and contributing stuff and responding to each other. And Mahalo.com is a website in which, more 20-somethings basically put out personal podcasts. You know, they kind of do their own stories about whatever it is they're thinking about. And then those stories get clustered and they get rated and people are asked questions and they're asked to respond. And the stories have forums where, you know.
And what's their Alexa rating?
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Alexa.com, Alexa.com, is where you go to plug in the name of a website, and it'll give you the stats about how it compares with another website that you plug in. And it's amazing. I was speaking earlier about Alex Jones and how well known he is on the internet and how relatively unknown he is in the broadcast radio world. Uh-huh. But if you check do an Alexa report for comparing RushLimbaugh.com to Infowars.com, which is Alex's main website, you'll see that Alex has at least twice, if not three times, the amount of traffic that RushLimbaugh.com has. And I was amazed because at the people came from across the country, flew from across the country to attend the Coconut Grove event. One person actually flew in from Ireland to see Alex Jones. Can you believe that? Anyhow,
yeah.
Alexa, Alexa, is a great way to compare, you know, traffic on websites. Now, before we go much further, someone just hung up, and just when I was going to put them on the air. So whoever that was, call back. But JT in Watsonville wants to sing karaoke. Do you have it there, JT?
Yes, sir. Hey, before I start in on this, I just wanted to say, you know what? So many of your shows are absolute. You know me. I've seen you. I went to, you know, Alex Jones. I've been in the studio.
Yeah.
So many of your shows are so intriguing and interesting, particularly Charlie in the evenings, where there's lots of, you know, news breaks and traffic breaks, and we all appreciate those. But, you know, Charlie's just an interesting guy. And when, you know, you don't get too many calls for Charlie, it's because people are just intrigued with all that he has to say. He's the smartest man in Watsonville, of course.
According to Charlie, he is. According to Charlie, he is
anyway,
definitely the smartest.
I know you're getting up to the news here, so I'm going to try a little.
No, there's no news for another half hour.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do James Taylor, and you call me off whenever you've had enough, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hear the music? Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Lord, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been spending unmind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've
seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. But I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you, fire and rain now. So now I've been immortalized on the Saturday special.
We didn't stop you because we both agreed that you're great.
Oh, you're so complimentary. Thank you so much
letting
me finish it off because it's one of my favorite songs.
That is fantastic.
So
do you know that, I think James Taylor would be awestruck.
Well, you know what? Just so you know, MZ, JT, the last name's Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
What's the front? What's the J part?
John.
All right. Way to go. Yeah.
Anyway,
now you Saturday. That was not a karaoke that you were playing because I could hear a little bit of James.
No, well, it was kind of a cappella karaoke. I mean, it's the song that I know. It's the real song. The karaoke, the cadence could be off or, you know, stuff
right.
Weird. So I just wanted to go with what I know. And Nikki said, no problem, JT, go with it.
That was really good. Yeah, thanks for calling. And I hope some more people will call on the next half hour.
I'm trying to break the ice. I want Nikki on.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. And,
take care.
There goes JT, a very talented man that I didn't even realize. Now there's Jay and Salinas. Hopefully Jay. Oh, is that music for the commercials? Okay, Jay, stand by, Jay. We're going to put you on hold here, and we'll put you on after the commercials. Is that okay?
Oh, crap.
Okay, good. What did he say? I don't know. Okay. Oh. Wait, fade it up so I can hear that. Is this the big bopper? Did I what? Could I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly. Ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a jiggle and a talk. Yo! Made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that makes you act so funny. Make you tend my money. Feel real loose
like a long-necked goose.
Oh, baby, that's what I want! Not so good, but at least I'll try, right? I'm a really good... Or at least I used to be a really good lip sync artist.
Me too. I'm really good at it too.
Really? And I was always ashamed.
And I have a really mean air guitar.
Me too.
Cool.
Now I was, but all the years that I did that as a kid, I was always ashamed to put the voice in there because I didn't think it sounded very good. And I was right. It doesn't. But you get to the point where you don't care. You get to be old and you don't care what people think. Right?
There you go. Or you've had a few mini to drink, and then you really don't care.
Do that. Get all liquored up. Okay, that's good. Does that mean there's some commercials? Or are we just... Huh?
Commercials, yes.
Okay, we'll be back after the commercials. And we want to hear from a bunch of people who want to do karaoke for the last 20 minutes of the Saturday special.
It's time to unravel the mysteries of health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hedrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services, an authorized independent agent for Anthem Blue Cross.
It's becoming increasingly more difficult for hard-pressed businesses to maintain their employee health insurance plans. If you are a business person in search of lower-cost alternative, I may have the answer for you. This strategy can help your employees pay for individual or family health plans through payroll deductions, and these individual plans may cost as little as one-third the group plans. Use the power of my experience as a health insurance professional. We'll talk over the options to help your employees access their own individual health plan. I will make sure that they get the assistance that they need to choose the best coverage at the most affordable rates.
Unravel the mysteries of your health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hedrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services. Go to healthexchangeforall.com for a free quote and then give Pamela a call. That's healthexchangeforall.com.
California Insurance License 0D75558. Anthem Blue Cross is
an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Association.
Ever seen a CalStar helicopter flying to or from an accident scene? Ever wondered about the service? Hi, I'm Bill Graff. Recently, my wife needed a CalStar air ambulance following a car accident. I learned that CalStar is called when emergency responders think you need to get to a hospital in a hurry. While we hope you never need to fly with CalStar, we understand the financial ramifications of an air ambulance transport. Even insured patients may be left with thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. CalStar offers an affordable answer. It's the CalStar membership program. They even work with members' insurance providers, if they have coverage, to secure payment for their air medical services and then waive any remaining balance due. CalStar memberships are available to anyone, even if you're uninsured. CalStar made sure my wife got to a local trauma center in minutes. And she's okay. Find out more about the CalStar membership program. Call 888-207-LIFE or online at calstar.org.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie.
And I'm Dave Christie. From blown fuses to power outages to remodels, Direct Electric will fix your electrical problems. And Direct Electric will do it right the first time at the right price with no service charge. Listen.
I'm Gretchen from Woodstock Pizza. It's the best pizza in town. We were having problems with some of our electric stuff in our store, and we heard that they are a great business, so we gave them a call. They fixed our problem. They responded immediately, and we were really happy with the work that they did for us. We are friends for life.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric.
If you are in real trouble, ask for Direct Electric's 60-minute emergency service. Direct Electric, that's the name. Service and quality, that's what's in the name. Direct Electric, 425-1407, 425-1407.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet. Doesn't sound like karaoke.
What, you want to sing another one?
I'm afraid.
You're afraid. Well, maybe someone will call that and want to sing again.
Okay. What else do you have, just out of curiosity?
You know, I was looking for a certain song and I couldn't find it. So okay, Rhapsody
keep
doesn't, yeah, it's kind of tricky.
Now, Jay is with us, and hopefully Jay has something to sing. Jay!
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, I just listening to you. I travel. I drive a lot from job site, your fitting jobs, you name it. And that's about the only time I listen to talk radio. I listen to every talk radio up and down the coast. And, you saying how you want to please everybody. You can't please everybody on any job site. I mean, on website. You want to be Google? You better have some money backing you.
I have none. To be honest, I'm broke.
Yeah. Hey, don't feel bad. I'm out of 40 years of running, construction jobs. This is the brokers I've been.
Yeah.
I'm not used to worrying about money.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I got friends, it's like right now, they're trying to put a moratorium on the beaches again.
A moratorium on what?
The beaches. They're trying to pass a bill that you can't walk on the beach at certain times of the night. And I'm a Southern California boy. And, I can't tell you how many times I've been on Huntington Beach at, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with a date. Newport, you name it, I've been there. And now they're trying to, say you can't even walk on a beach at night.
What's the reason for that? And when does night start? That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How dare they? The beach is a public thing.
That's right. I mean, I take the grandkids and we go out camping and that. When I was a kid, we went camping anywhere. We went up in Blue Jay, Crestline, Big Bear, and didn't have to pay for a fishing license. Now they tax us to death and they want to tax us more again.
I don't like that one bit, Jay.
When do you got to pay to go see your own national forest?
I thought it wasn't too bad an idea for the prop, what was it, 22 or something, you know, where the $18 extra fee for the registration. But boy, I mean, I was sure wrong on that one. I thought it might pass.
No,
boy.
My dad was councilman. I worked the campaign for McCarthy back in like 62, I think it was, when I was like 12 years old. And what they do is they get a bunch of kids from junior high, and we all get together, and you get to meet girls, just like you do at a church, you know, from different, you know, places. And, you know, it comes a, you know, scene to, you know, I mean, you're going door to door, passing out pamphlets and having a good time. And you don't even know what you're passing out pamphlets for.
Wow.
A good time.
I know, it's a very, right, things are, times are so different now. Now, you must have turned 60 or are about to.
I turned 60 in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, happy birthday in advance, yeah. Jay and Salinas. Now, yeah. You're right. We can't please everybody, and I know that. And I didn't vocalize it that way. I just said we want to have a website that people go, and the only way to do it is to put out what people want and then get ideas that we might not get otherwise.
Some ideas of what people want and do a little survey. But, you know, it's just like what I do. I mean, I go out and I make them pick out their own color. Okay? When they want something painted, they pick out their own color because they look at this little blotch.
Yeah.
Or a 2x, you know, 4, you know, card. And once they put it on the wall, they go, oh, that's too green, that's too purple, that's too, you know, something. You know, hey, that's their fault.
So you're Jay the painter in Salinas?
No, I'm a handyman.
Oh, handyman, okay. Oh, I do everything.
I got a beachfront property. Me and Dick was laughing the other day.
Yeah, what is it?
And, you know, it's like, you know, how many handymen, you know, you know, got a, you know, house to go block in on, you know, Scenic Drive in Carmel?
Not too many. You do.
I do.
I'm impressed.
And we talk about it. Yeah. You know? I mean,
are you going to have a potty, and can you invite us, me and the KSCO listeners? And, well, you probably
sure.
Not do that. Really?
I could do that. You well, don't understand. You know, Dick allowed me to do anything. He don't care.
Would you send me an email about that?
Okay.
MZ at KSCO.com. MZ at KSCO.com.
I tell you what, I'll call you back when I get a pencil down.
Okay. All righty, Jay.
I'm driving again, you know, to go hop a church out.
Okay. All righty.
That's what I'm headed to right now is check the furnace on, you know, a customer's. See, a friend of mine owns this church, and we're running out to the Spanish-speaking church. They're fixing it up and getting it ready. You know, so
that's a good thing to do, particularly this time of year. We got to move on to our – thank you for calling. Our next caller will be Wendy and Ben Lohman. What do you have to sing, Wendy?
Well, I could sing, but I don't have anything prepared. Maybe sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset, because that's what I wanted to talk about. We have amazing sunsets, and
yes,
the best of sunset spots. I mean, KSCO Radio might even win that one. You have such a wonderful space there by Moran Lake. I mean, you can see amazing colors down there. One of the most beautiful places in the city.
Well, thank you.
You know, that's something that is free and wonderful in the wintertime because the partly cloudy, those they get reflected. You know, stop a little while during drive time.
Yeah.
And just to remember that, yeah, we still have access for sunset times, at least in the wintertime, from what your last caller was saying.
It's much earlier, though, damn it.
It is, yeah. You almost have to stop your car on your way home from your work.
Almost, you do.
Yeah.
We've got to cut our power starting in December at 4:45. That's ridiculous, but
yeah.
We have to do it.
And that time of year.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite sunset spot would be the upper Seabright area on where the old Castle Hotel was.
Uh-huh.
Or you overlook the San Lorenzo and Boardwalk.
Right at Mott and East Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you can just, the sun in the wintertime just goes down behind Lighthouse Point. And it's exquisite. And just wanted to remind everyone a fun winter thing to do.
Yeah, well, good. Happy you did that.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. There goes Wendy and Ben Lohman, and we have open lines at 479-1080. Give us a call, 479-1080. Tell us a joke. Sing some karaoke music. You could either do it, you know, on your end like JT did, or we'll do it on this end. And by the way, what have you got now, Nikki, that you can just play and we'll just sort of let it play and we could just sort of, you know, dismiss them and you know what I'm saying. We have anything? Okay. Nikki's bringing it up. And so, yes, karaoke on your favorite radio station. We really need to have a regular show where we have a prize, just sort of like a local, what do you call it? You know, American Idol, like a KSCO Idol. Why not? Why don't we have KSCO Idol on your favorite radio station? I'm ready to do it yesterday. Hey, Nikki, I'm not very good at doing tap dancing. So do you have, you know, what I can do is I can go right into my iPhone. If Nikki's computer isn't working as quickly, I can play something from my iPhone.
Can't make your payments of this nothing money. They get your marbles. They always win. In times of whether it's expansion or contraction, it doesn't make any difference.
No, I don't want to hear that.
It was planned that way.
Wait a minute.
Carefully worked out.
How do we go to songs? Here, this is one of my favorite Beatles songs here, you know.
Words are falling out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe.
Do you have something so I don't have to keep playing the iPhone? I mean, I don't mind playing the iPhone, but do you have something out there, Nikki?
I'm struggling finding some good stuff here, so we don't have any callers that want to sing right now.
No, I guess not. Well, that's okay. You know, there's a lot of things. There's Boris the Spider. There's the Bonanza theme. There's Born on a Bike. Oh, that's sort of good. The fidelity isn't that great, but it's in my iPhone, so when I'm on a hike, I can practice my karaoke. There's no cue. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. It hurts the voice too much. All right, so nothing out there yet. There's Born to Be Wild. There's The Boxer. A Boy Named Sue. Bugs Bunny and the Tortoise. How about Bugs Bunny and the Tortoise? This is where the end of the KSCO Saturday special comes from. See?
Chewing wabbit. But to make absolutely sure we're together, turn the page when I blow this little auto horn. Okay? Did you turn the page? But if you did, you can see Bugs Bunny whipping through the woods, happy and carefree.
Oh, sing a song of rabbits, a pocket full of carrots, of all the rabbits.
Hey, guess what? Okay, does anybody want to hear Bugs Bunny and the Tortoise? Probably not. I played that a few years ago, and people complained. Okay, we got an email from Kenny. Kenny to me and to me. He sent it to me twice. Kenny Rumrell. Hello, MZ and MO, and anyone else at KSCO interested. The high-quality webcam in your studio would bring the possibility of many new streams of revenue for the station. Keeping in mind the excellent acoustics in the studio, it could become a venue for musicians, songwriters, comedians, poets, book readings, actors, ensembles, and many other artists. Broadcasts could be streamed live and simultaneously recorded for later sale. You would be able to feature local and visiting talent in all of these fields. In addition, this would lend itself to a real-world communication school where, for a fraction of the cost of public education, interested students can learn the skills necessary to work in radio, webcasting, sound engineering, and various other arts. The artists involved would get a quality product to sell and use for promotion, and KSCO could charge for it and sell advertising. KSCO could also do a web version of community access television and attract many local viewers, as well as a version of nationally oriented issues from a local perspective that would play to a larger audience. All of this could be featured on your, to quote MZ, underutilized website. I believe all of the above would attract a very large audience on the internet. As a musician, songwriter, business manager, and radio, internet, talk, and music junkie, I am constantly seeing ways to reach a wider audience through a blending of music, arts, and politics. If you are interested in developing any or all of these concepts, I am interested in working with you. Best regards, Kenny Rummer. Kenny is now the official help me out with a title for Kenny, because he's a brilliant guy. I've known him for years, you know, think straight, you know, just nicest person in the world. They don't make him any nicer, and also very clever too, as you can see. Be good.
You have to cut the power at 4:45
in December.
Why does that have to happen? And also, I could be going down the road listening to my radio, and the Hispanic stations come in 10 times louder and clearer.
Because the Hispanics are taking over.
Well, yeah, but you're like at nighttime.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because it's nothing new is what you're saying, right?
No, it's nothing
okay,
new.
You're about 90K and X, I think. I believe that's a 50,000-watt station day and night. And the answer to your question about why our station, and certainly most stations, have to cut their power at night, it's because AM radio bounces off the ionosphere. And during the daytime, the ionosphere is way, way above the surface of the Earth. And at night, as night falls, it gets closer and closer and closer to when it's right in the middle of the night and it's pitch dark. Or even if you got a moonlight out there, it's still very, very close to the surface of the Earth. That is the ionosphere. And so if most radio stations whose signals bounce off the ionosphere, and what I'm talking about again is AM radio stations. This is not true for FM. AM radio stations would have to cut their power, and if they didn't cut their power, with the exception of a few like the station you're talking about, and KGO to the north, they don't have to cut their power. And KGO you can hear, you know, through the western United States at night. It's incredible.
It is.
But if stations like us didn't have to cut our power, then no one could be able to hear anything because everything would be all congested and it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is, and I knew the job was dangerous when I took it. What else can I say?
Well, KCO, like you were saying, it's very clear at night. We have a hunting club about a Winnemucca, Nevada, so it's like 540 miles from here.
Oh, wow. High
time, as soon as the sun goes down, we can pick up KGO as clear as a bell.
Yep, it's true.
That's 500 miles from here. And then also, they go hunting in Oregon the same way there. Nighttime, it's clear as a bell.
The internet is the great equalizer. We don't have to cut our power on the internet. And as more and more technologies are deployed, like Wi-Fi and WiMAX, and there are subsequent, you know, not even thought of technologies yet, as there more of them are deployed so that you can receive a faithful, stable internet connection in a moving vehicle, then you're going to find that terrestrial radio stations are going to become pretty much irrelevant. Now, I don't know whether that's going to happen in 10 years or 20, 50 years, but it's going to happen.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for this great station. I spent a lot of time in my car.
And
I've got you on constantly, and every time we have any kind of disasters or anything, the first thing I do is
put your radio on because I want to know what's going on around us. But
tell everyone you know, Loretta. That would be great because that will help. Yeah. If you tell two people or three people and they each tell two or three people, before you know it, we'll have millions of people listen. I mean, add it yourself. Add it up yourself. Mm-hmm. I always love to say, ask people, would you rather I give you $1,000 right now or the product of one penny doubled every day at the end of 30 days?
Yeah.
The penny at the end of 30 days, some people say, oh, I'll bet that's more than $1,000. Well, it's like $10,700,000. So even one person telling, you know, two, you know, and then two of those telling two, in not too many levels, you got a huge number of people listening to you. So if you really like the station, and by the way, this message goes out to everyone, not just the caller, Loretta, from Watsonville.
Yeah,
tell everybody you know about KSCO AM 1080, because we are pretty unique, and we're proud of it. We want to continue to grow and get even better.
Okay, well, thank you very much for all you do.
Appreciate the kind words. Well, thanks. So let's see, Kanicki, what do you think? Are we coming to the end of the program? Oh,
I think we are.
Okay, you want to...
See, I could dance to this. I don't know the words, though.
You can sing to it.
See, we're gonna stay alive, right?
Yeah.
I love this music. Disco.
Yeah, we got John Taylor to call in and do a really nice rendition.
Oh, really?
You know, well, yeah, when he, you heard him. Yeah, that was JT in Watsonville.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, John's his first name. Okay.
Yeah, and he did really, really good.
Yeah, he did awesome.
So neither of us wanted to cut him off.
There you go.
So, anyhow, it's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We're coming up on Fox News at 12 noon. You can listen to us tonight at 10 o'clock and on the Internet on demand. See ya.
One of its islands, the North warning of a, quote, sea of fire if its territory is violated during U.S.-South Korean naval war games set to start tomorrow. The rhetoric certainly getting intense. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is monitoring the situation, joining us live from D.C.
And Chris, China also expressing concern about the joint U.S.-South Korean naval exercises in the Yellow Sea, but the Pentagon calls them routine and in the works before this week's shelling of a South Korean island. Two civilians and two South Korean Marines were killed in that attack, but the North accuses the South of using human shields as part of a propaganda ploy. And North Korea accuses the U.S. of orchestrating the conflict and warning these war games are bringing the peninsula to the brink of war, Chris.
Thanks, Jared. Police say that Mohammed Osman Mohammed, the 19-year-old Oregon State University student arrested yesterday in a plot to bomb a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland's Pioneer Square, never had a chance to carry out his plan. He'd been the object of a federal sting operation from the beginning, and what he thought were explosives in a van were fakes.
Nobody was hurt. There was never any risk to the public last night, and frankly, nobody knew this arrest even happened. Went off as smoothly as it possibly could.
Portland Police Sergeant Pete Simpson. Mohammed, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Somalia, is being charged with trying to set off a weapon of mass destruction. He has his first court appearance on Monday. A body has been located in an area where near Syracuse, New York, where scores of police and volunteers have been searching for 20-year-old Jenny Lynn Watson. She disappeared a week ago after returning home to Clay, New York, for the Thanksgiving holiday. The local county sheriff's office says it's not yet clear if the body found today is hers. The discovery was made as more than 100 searchers scoured 1,200 acres. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Judge goes primetime. Every night at 8 on Fox Business, he's challenging big government, exposing shady D.C. deals, and defending your rights all week long. Freedom Watch every night at 8. Plus, Eric Bowling's at a brand new time, keeping you in the know with all the shocking stories of greed and corruption around the country. Don't miss Follow the Money, weeknights at 9 and Thursdays at 10 on Fox Business, the power to prosper. Is
about hard work and forward thinking, building, growing, and that it's called the American Dream for a reason. It's why Fox Business pushes the limits.
This administration chooses policy over people.
Close to $4 trillion in federal spending.
Contrary to what Washington wants you to believe, times are tough.
Calling out corruption and standing up to government overregulation. And we'll never quit. It's why we move forward. Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
Another springboard for expanded retail sales this holiday season, kicking in today.
Just in case you didn't get your share of shopping done during Black Friday, today is Small Business Saturday. The goal is to get consumers to spend money at locally owned businesses in their own communities. For every dollar spent in small businesses, two-thirds goes back into the neighborhood, and they're at the forefront of creating new jobs. The campaign was initiated by American Express, with New York City signing on first. It's now spread across the country, with mom and pop stores offering their own incentives. There are 28 million small businesses across the country, responsible for over half of the nation's economy. Heather Childers, Fox News Radio.
Well, so far, Americans appear undeterred in their holiday driving plans by the hike in gas prices, up an average 17% since Labor Day to $2.86 a gallon. It's believed people are spending about $68 million a day more on gas each day than in early September. Oil and gas prices, though, have begun to come down recently. Ireland says it's on the verge of nailing down a financial bailout loan from the European Union.